Inside Yale University's Beinecke Library sits the 15th century Vinland map, the oldest known map showing North America. Now faded almost to the point of being invisible, the map shows Europe and, over to the left, a bit of land called Vinland, which was the name Norse explorer Leif Erikson gave to that part of North America. If the map is real, it raises the possibility that Christopher Columbus could have followed a similar document. Scientists and historians have been arguing over the map's authenticity for 30 years. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports that now they've got the results of two new scientific papers to ponder over.
The last time doubters and believers confronted each other was back in 1996. They gathered within the translucent marble walls of Yale's Beinecke Library. They were expecting to hear the results of carbon dating measurements that would reveal the age of the parchment the map was drawn on. A modern date would have proved it a forgery. Tom Cahill is a physicist at the University of California, Davis.
So I get there, and the Smithsonian comes up and says, "There's been a bit of a problem. We're not going to report our stuff." I said, "What? That's the meeting we're holding the meeting." And they said, no, we've had a little glitch. Well, it turns out the glitch indicated that the map date was somewhere in the future, like the year 2187.
In the absence of any definitive information, the two very entrenched sides started to go at it again. Now there is new research to argue over. One paper, published in the journal Radiocarbon, finally reveals the much-awaited age of the parchment. Jacqueline Olin is a retired chemist from the Smithsonian and an author on the paper.
Well, the conclusion is that we have a date of 1434 plus or minus 11 years for the parchment of the map.
So just before Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, that's right. Just about 50 years before Columbus's voyage to the New World.
Olin says that makes it a little less likely the map is a forgery. A second paper, being published in the journal Analytical Chemistry, suggests the opposite. Robin Clark, a chemist at the University College London and his student, analyzed the chemicals used in the ink. Clark says they found something called titanium dioxide, a chemical that appeared in commercial paints only after 1920.
I can't see that this is an authentic ancient map. I don't believe they could possibly have had access to titanium dioxide of the correct particle size and crystal form to use it in 1440.
Similar measurements and similar arguments, it turns out, have been made before and refuted before. For instance, Tom Cahill, the chemist from UC Davis, says it's no big deal to find titanium dioxide in old documents. His team has analyzed some 350 manuscripts that were hundreds of years old.
The Vinland map did not appear to be at all unusual when compared to other documents of the same period.
But Robin Clark, who did the new study, has a response to that. He says his team also looked at old manuscripts and never found the levels of titanium dioxide he sees in the Vinland map. It looks, he says, like modern paint on old parchment. Jacqueline Olin, the retired Smithsonian chemist, says she thinks that's unlikely.
It's possible somebody could have gotten a hold of an old parchment. In this case, we're not only talking about an old parchment. In this case, we're talking about a mid-15th century parchment. Is it possible that somebody could have gotten a hold of a mid-15th century parchment? Yes, but the possibilities of that are considerably less than could somebody have gotten a hold of an old parchment.
And so the debate goes on. It has now even outlived several of its most powerful participants. The New York Times a few years back reported that insurers valued the Vinland map at $25 million. But one map dealer says the true value of a document is what people will pay for it. Until science gives a clearer answer, even a rich collector would risk ridicule for writing so large a check. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.